This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, Fan, 12 a.m. the free radio. Yeah,
I'm glad we had it on the radio.
We need to have it on radio.
We need to get paid for what was just going on in the break. No doubt about it. 414-799-1250. Instead, we get paid to talk Packers football with you and love to do so. Even on a day like today, I know that I sound down. I know I might sound like a big fat crybaby, but I'm a little bit flustered. I'm a little bit upset and sad. I'll be honest. That's the easiest way to say it. And we know you are too. So 414-799-1250. Robert is in Heartland. Start up the 4 o'clock hour with us, venting frustrations. Robert, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey guys,
what's
There's
up,
no
Robert?
Doubt I agree with a lot of the points you guys are. Everyone's been calling in and talking about. I agree that 49ers were the better team last night. When I add up the amount of rushing attempts, I believe with the 49ers is 42. What amazes me is there wasn't one single holding penalty.
That is amazing.
That's my crying point. Mm-hmm. I mean, 42 attempts and not one holding penalty was called. Mm. So I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys and think about that one. And I look forward to the next season with you guys.
Appreciate it, Robert.
Thanks a lot, my brother.
Yeah, but we have a radio show year-round, though.
Yeah, no, all year. Yeah, all year.
Well, he just had Packers stuff.
Okay, right. Okay. He's I just want to let him know.
We're here for the next 8 months. Yeah. That's basically what it turns into.
Yeah, that radio.com app is open 24/7.
We're here for you. So, you ain't going nowhere.
Or go back and listen to some old shows if you like that Packers.
Well, I mean.
Now we're talking.
Rewind it.
You know, within 24 hours.
NFL don't go anywhere. I just had Baby Tosh run it down. They just threw through the combine. When's the combine?
February 27th.
Oh, that's next month.
Oh, yeah, end of the month, man. Come on. We're not wasting any time. They finished the Super Bowl, they turn it over.
I normally go to Indianapolis for a day or two. Just poke around and see what's going on down there.
All coaching vacancies have been filled, but their coordinators are not, though. So that's a lot of breaking news.
And even the one team that apparently thinks it's the best idea to hire your head coach before your general manager, the Cleveland Browns, still are going to name a GM. How much fun is that? That guy will be fired in like a year and a half.
At least a year and a half.
I'm taking a guy from Minnesota to go with Stefanski from Minnesota. They just hired Bill Callahan today.
It don't matter. Get a
GM. Who hired Bill Callahan?
Browns.
To do what?
Offensive line.
Okay. I'm okay with
that. Makes sense.
To coach O-line.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Right. Same with Joe Philbin. Joe Philbin's good at coaching O-line.
Yeah, I'm good.
Calling plays. I don't know about that.
Jason Garrett calling plays up in with the Giants.
Good for him.
God is good, man. All these coaches, you don't
they all know each other.
Mm-hmm. I need to pay my mortgage off. Come on, get this million, man.
Except if you're like one of these coordinators
trying to earn it, though, Leroy. They just want the money.
Yeah, okay. They don't care. They just call it. What you been doing, man? I've been sitting around. I got a mortgage. It's just pushing. Just went through a divorce, man. It's pushing. I need some ends. Come on, coach tight ends. But I'm a defensive back coach. You coach tight ends now.
And you'll be damn good at it.
It's just that silly, though.
So we needed a running back coach, my last year in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They went and got this guy, John Hilton.
Worst running back coach you've ever had.
Ever. Selling insurance the year before.
See? There we go.
Hey, we're moving some stuff around. We should tell him what to do.
Me and Gary never get those calls.
You know the offense. Didn't know nothing. We should tell him what to do.
He did the Gilbert Brown. I'll be in my truck. I'll drive to you.
Coach, you're wrong. Coach, no. That's not what we're doing. Coach, you're wrong on that. No, you explained that. No. You kidding me?
Yep.
That's how it goes, sadly, sometimes.
That's why we ain't getting no Super Bowl.
I was going to say, that's why the fight's 8-8.
A bunch of 8-8s and 4-12s in there. That's why.
Let's go to Louie and Franklin. What's up, on the Louie? Fan. Louie, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
FM boys, great.
Uh-oh, I think you're finna say something earth-shattering right here, Louie.
Not earth-shattering. Listen, the defense is obviously the theme, man. Zadarius just couldn't hold the edge, and whoever
couldn't hold the edge.
They just couldn't hold the edge, man. They knew it was coming. They knew it was coming.
Well, come on.
And they just couldn't stop it. But I have a question, okay? I don't want this to be a referendum on his greatness.
Uh-oh.
Referendum.
He's the best thrower of the football I've ever seen.
Here we go. Here we go.
Come on. You ain't got to say all that. Just get to it.
Here we go. Here we go.
Just get to it.
Setting it up.
Maybe a couple of you guys that obviously have played in the league or maybe you've played high-level college, you could tell me. A guy that is what we've known him to be, how in the hell does he have 8 turnovers in 4 NFC title games? How? How does he have more turnovers?
Well, because, Louie, let me ask you this. Let me just say this to you. Is it because his defense is not that good and he has to press all the time?
No, I think I saw a lot of similarities between Atlanta's game and this game.
All right.
We knew it was important that they came out strong and fast, and I think the game plan was pretty clear, at least to me as a former player at the pro level or college level.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to get the ball out of his hand fast. I think the box fumble was really the end of it because I watched him and we crushed Cam Newton for making a business decision in the Super Bowl.
Everybody crushed him.
And I watched him just stand there. And then I watched him walk off, buckle his chin strap, go sit down and watch the surface. And then he pressed, just like he pressed in Seattle when they were settling for field goals and he threw one at Sherman and he picked it off. Just like after the fumble in Atlanta, he pressed and he threw an uncharacteristic ball in Atlanta for a pick. Same thing last night. There was no business for him to try to throw that ball to Devonta. There were 3 guys around him. And that sealed it for me. It didn't matter the rest of the game. His rating was 52 at half. You needed him to have that 90 rating in the first half, not the second half. And they hit him hard that first time they got to him. They ripped his jersey gamer off of him. His helmet was up over his forehead and Bosa was getting off of him. Is it he's a front runner? Is it he's not clutch? Is it just the moment sometimes too big? Does he get flustered and presses? I've seen guys that I would call practice players, that can light it up in practice, but then you get them in a game and they couldn't.
Louie, he's the first ballot Hall of Famer, Louie.
No doubt about it. Absolutely no doubt about it.
But so what are you saying?
Maybe the one thing he's missing is the thing that Elway had, the thing that Montana had, the thing that Brady has, and he's got a little bit more of what Brett had. And that was in big games and big moments, he just can't deliver like he can in the regular season, like Peyton Manning sometimes. Peyton Manning was 4-1 against Tom Brady in the AFC Championship game. A lot of people don't think about that. They think about Brady dominating it. And Brett, for all his heart-stopping 6-5 interception playoff games, in NFC title games in Green Bay, his 4, his rating was 88. And Rodgers is 78. So, I mean, the efficient guy is somehow not efficient in this game, and I don't get it. I just can't put my arms around it on how – I mean – yes, the defense was the cause last night. You just couldn't stop it. But at the same token, I watched my first ballot Hall of Fame top 10 ever quarterback between picks and fumbles put it on the ground 5 times last night. And whether it was a strip sack that they retained, that put them behind the sticks and they ran out of gas on that drive and it led to 17 points. That botched snap, they get a field goal there, they're on the board. The pick, 2-minute drill, that's his bread and butter. He leads him down to a field goal or a touchdown there. You go into half, you got 6 or 10 points. You have life.
And Louie,
that led to a touchdown.
Yep, appreciate it, Louie. And that part, that pick at the end of the first half was exactly how the script went to get to 23-0 in the first meeting, was turnover, score, then 3 and out, Then that was the bad J.K. Scott punt that leaves him at the 48-yard line, and they score 10 points in the last 2 minutes. They did the same thing yesterday because you gave him a turnover there when you were at the opportunity to at least get yourself within two scores, and then the turnover and the pick there to put him on the 30-yard line. I mean, it was handing points more to him again.
You can sit here and talk about Aaron Rodgers. You're blue in the face, and by all means, have fun doing that. But realistically, folks, you gave up over 200 yards to a guy that some of you didn't even know who the heck he was before the start of the season. Most of you probably didn't know who he was before the start of the season.
Okay, we'll get in a shootout with him.
So the problem here is you have got to figure out how you're going to stop that aspect of it. The offense is going to get better. It'll be year two of the offense next year. This offense will progress and get better. Aaron Jones will be another year in the offense. Aaron Rodgers will be another year in the offense. This offense will get better. It may not get to the point where it was with Jordy and Driver and all these guys when it was loaded.
That's what it's going to take to get to a Super Bowl.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that because I don't know if there's anybody that loaded offensively in the NFC outside of looking at San Francisco. And are they really all that loaded? They're all about the ground game. If you're able to slow that ground game down, they are beatable, period. It's not Kansas City's offense.
The Saints lost because they wouldn't get the ball to Michael Thomas. That's the problem. Smartest guy in the room. We're going to go away from what made us great.
Well, look in the first half of that game. Rodgers didn't throw at Davante Adams, who had Richard Sherman on him the whole first half.
And they were able to run the football, though. That was the toughest part about it. They were able to run the ball against that front.
It was like Jordy Nelson when they played Seattle. Remember that one time?
Yep.
He wouldn't even look at Jordy. Richard Sherman's on him? Screw it. I'm going to go elsewhere. I'm not even going to throw at Richard Sherman. And now you go to that game again last night, and it was right back to same old in that game.
It was also genius by Robert Saleh and Richard Sherman. We're not going to travel Richard Sherman. Instead, we're going to move him not just to the left side. We'll go to the boundary side. So wherever you want to go with Davante Adams, that's where you line up. We'll see you over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we know you want him over here on the short side of the field, so we'll stay over here and hang out. Joey's on the east side of Milwaukee. He's up on the fan.
Hey, fellas. How we doing?
All right, buddy. How's my brother?
Good, good. All right, let me just stop by saying I hate the Packers. Loved them growing up. Big Brett Favre fan. Well, I hate Rodgers. Hate Rodgers and LeBron. Ever since 2010, everyone's been saying they're the best ever. They're the best. Put them in discussions with Montana, Brady, and Michael Jordan. And they still got this chip on the shoulder. They're just so arrogant. Just hate the way they carry themselves. Anyway, want to give a lot of credit to LaFleur. I thought he did a great job first year. I thought he did a great job with the play calling or whatever. They were a run-first team, and they called on Aaron when they needed him. Patton, great job on defense, and I give management a lot of credit because they've never done it in the past. And finally this year they go out and spend money in free agency
on
defensive players, and great. What a huge turnaround. But the point is about Rodgers. Yeah, great call by Louie, trying to follow up with him. It's not that he's a choker and that he doesn't show up in big games. He's a lesser version of himself. And, you know, 2014, 5 interceptions by Russell Wilson. How many times are you in the red zone and you get field goals every time and not one touchdown? You try Sherman one time and he picks you. You know, so it's that. It's yesterday. It's the interception at halftime is a huge 7-14-point turnaround. I mean, that was the game over to me right then and there. Plus the fumble in the second half. I just think he's the one that never gets any blame, and he should. And I said at the beginning of the year, you know, everyone wants to make excuses for him, his whole career, whatever, why he doesn't get it done, why he only has one, blame it on McCarthy and whatnot. But after the Chicago Bear game, he said it himself. We got a defense. You had a defense. You had a run game. You have Davante Adams and other young weapons that stepped up, and you didn't show up in the big game again. Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it. Now,
that's 100, man.
No, let's let Billy answer this.
So 8 playoff losses.
Let's go, Bill.
For Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
And the first one against the Arizona Cardinals, defense gave up 47 points.
There you go, Bill.
The next season, the next loss that he had in 2011 against the New York Giants, defense gave up 37 points.
There you go, Bill.
In the San Francisco game in 2012, the defense gives up 45 points.
There you go, Bill.
In 2013, when San Francisco comes to Green Bay, leads a game-tying drive, tied up at 20, does not see the football again. In 2014, in the NFC title game, drives down after the 19 straight points that Seattle scores to take a lead, 22-19, drives his team down in the final 51 seconds of the game, ties it, doesn't see the ball again. Go to 2015, go down to Arizona. Remember the Janis game with the two long Janis! Hail Marys?
Yeah.
Ties the game?
Mm-hmm.
Never gets the ball back.
Mm. What are you saying?
2016, okay. Give up 44 points. Yesterday, gives up 37.
Okay.
Those are the 8 playoff losses for Aaron Rodgers.
What are you saying, Bill?
No,
just laying the facts out there. Those are 8 playoff losses for Aaron Rodgers.
In all those 8 games, give me his numbers. I'll wait until we dig them up.
Sure. That'll take a little bit longer. So let's go to Pete on the south side. He's up on the fan. I didn't have it here. Pete, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's up, Big Show?
Hey, what's up, Pete?
Pete, you fell down. You okay? What's going on?
I'm fantastic, man. I'm down because of all these Packer fans. I don't know what they were looking at yesterday. So, before yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Well, we all agree San Francisco was a better team, right?
Right. We agree with that, Pete.
Right? Everybody agreed with that,
yeah,
right?
We all down. Like I said, Quaaludes. Yeah.
They were going up against a team with 4 first-rounders on that line.
Right.
I don't know how much talent in that secondary linebackers against a team at home, better coach team. I won't even say better coach. Let's just say they've been in that system a little bit longer, so they got the advantage over the Packers in that regard, right?
Oh, true. Okay.
Everybody say Packers finally got a running game or whatever, and we got a small running back with not really that good of an offensive line when it comes to run blocking. Not too many good wide receivers, not too many weapons. What did people expect to happen yesterday? Now, I'm a Packer fan, man. I'm a true Packer fan, right? But I didn't expect the Packers to win that game yesterday. Yeah, I expected them to look a little bit better than what they did. But San Francisco, a tough team, man, and sometimes you just got to get credit where credit is due. You blame Aaron Rodgers, but I didn't see Aaron Rodgers on that defensive line getting pushed around like that.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers can only do so much, man. We're going to blame him for getting sacked, for getting strip sacked. Dude, on the one play, the first drive, when he got sacked, he was about to throw a touchdown. Jimmy Graham was running wide open down the field. That's who he was looking at, about to hit him before he got sacked. And that pretty much killed that drive.
Killed.
You can't blame Aaron Rodgers for everything, man. How many interceptions did the man have on the year?
With the two yesterday, 6.
Right?
Yep.
Now, any other quarterback, this is considered a successful year for a quarterback. But
sure,
because it's Aaron Rodgers, everybody's talking about Aaron Rodgers on the downward spiral and all that. Give Aaron Rodgers a couple more weapons and see what happened, man. They were up against a bigger, faster, and better defense yesterday, and that's what happened, man.
Appreciate it, Pete. Yeah, they got right, beat. Pete. They got beat by the better team. I think that's the most frustrating part of the whole thing.
They got beat. A better team. No doubt. I mean, right. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no argument there.
Well,
go ahead.
He's not an elite quarterback, if that's true.
What do you mean?
If everything he just said is not. Because you don't.
It's a team game, right?
Stop it.
No.
Team game don't get 20% of the salary cap. Just don't have it. Every team. All 32 teams, every quarterback makes a bunch.
And he set that bar for himself by playing the way he played over the course of his career. That's why the bar is so high for Aaron Rodgers.
I don't want people to make excuses for me. I just don't. I don't want that. No. You're good for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew Brees, they lost 48-46 when they played Garoppolo. 48. Now, they could have lost 48-0, maybe. But man, you gotta will your team. Only so many people can do that. We just throw around these names. Oh, this guy's like Michael Jordan. No one's like Michael Jordan.
He's wrong for Cameron.
Nobody.
Okay? No, the only one would be Wendy. That would be close to Michael Jordan.
Who's that?
Wendy. From Wendy's.
Oh, yeah. She's platinum.
Yeah, she's platinum.
That would be top of the line.
She got the red ponytail.
Pigtails. One on both sides.
Yeah. Oh.
So you think about it. No, I ain't going to say it.
Billy used to wear pigtails. You wear a pigtail?
No, he got the man bun.
Can't say I ever have.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
It was your earlier picture. Your mom just don't show you those pictures.
No, I was balder than a baby's butt till I was about 4 or 5 years old. Clean.
Hey, they're back while supplies last. You can buy a Wendy's Frosty key tag for just $2. Return can get you a free Junior Frosty with every purchase for a year. Great gift for teachers, coworkers, families, and friends. Give a gift while giving a gift to the Wendy's wonderful kids of Wisconsin in foster care. Let's help these kids find their forever home while supplies last.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan, more of your reaction. Mike Clemens at 4:48. We're back after this on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Who's banged up from this weekend for the Pack? Time for the McCormick Law Office Big Show Injury Report. Dan McCormick, your auto accident and work injury attorney.
Welcome back. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM. The Fan injury report from last night. A couple of key injuries checking out. Jair Alexander leaving with a thumb injury.
Did he break his thumb, Billy?
Adrian Amos also leaving the game. Amos, I believe, was a shoulder for Adrian Amos, but yeah. Jair Alexander leaving with that thumb injury. Both of those changed the game, but not necessarily.
I don't think it much mattered, though.
Mattered because they were getting dogged the whole time.
Yeah, it ain't much matter, Billy.
414-799-1250. Okay, let's go out to then out Dan to and Racine. He's up on the Fan.
What's Dan, up, Dan?
Ain't Dan working with us?
No, we cannot hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, come on, Dan.
Man, I'm sorry. I got T-Mobile and I'm in Racine, man.
Yeah, you
got
to get rid of
What's wrong with T-Mobile,
phone,
man?
It's like a track phone. No,
it's the worst carrier. Hey, I won't keep you guys long. Thanks for taking my call. I got you know what? Well, I got to say this, man.
Go ahead.
I think management is kind of silly on this team. You let Sherman go there, you let Emmanuel Sanders go there, and those are guys we could have picked up, and this would have been a whole different story. We would have been playing at Lambeau. So I blame management. My thing is, hey, somebody's going to Miami. I'm doing 20 miles an hour right now to hold this reception. So, hey, Leroy, thanks, man, for the memories, okay? I appreciate you, man. Good luck with everything. I'm pissed off you didn't take my sister out, though.
What, wait. You pissed off what?
My sister wanted to date him, man, but he got married now, so she's mad. Hey, I still got to hear about it. The other thing is, thanks for the memories, though, man. I was all at the game where you and Reggie connected, man.
Send me on Instagram, and you never know what might happen.
My brother's not here to witness you getting the hall, man, but we were at that game together.
Huh?
Thanks for the memories, man. I'm going to put some new plates on my car just dedicated
to you,
man.
Hey, Dan, your sister got Instagram.
I appreciate it, Dan.
What's up?
Your sister got Instagram.
No, man, she's older. She's not too cool with all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, she Leroy.
She's smart.
Old. Yeah,
she's smart.
All right, thanks, yeah, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
I love that Joker call.
Joker's going 20 miles an hour. T-Mobile.
That's dedicated. Listen, going 20 miles an hour.
He know where his zone is,
yes,
right?
You
know where his zone is. Yep. Everybody know where their zone is.
My bigger question was him and Leroy's sister.
Yeah,
that was the question that I wanted to know.
Yeah, yeah. Sister,
sorry,
man.
My sister wanted to date you, man.
Yeah.
Can't know how many different people across the state of Wisconsin were able to say that back in the day.
That's funny.
The dentist asked, "Did she have an Instagram?" Goes, "No, she older."
Yeah. I'm 51. That's older.
Yeah, you old dog.
Yeah, you are old. Sorry, bro.
You 51?
Yeah, I'm 51. I feel
when'd
good.
When did you turn 51? Oh, in July.
Yeah. Right after you.
I know. I was stupid.
414-799-1250. You enjoy the conversation as
man,
well.
I'm tired,
Speed,
man.
That's your friend,
I'm tired, man.
Now it's my friend.
I'm tired, cuz. Come on, Billy. Give me another one.
Well, Charlie on the east side. Charlie, you're on the Fan.
I like Charlie.
Charlie, you're on the Fan.
Thanks so much for taking my call. Again, it goes back to what I was saying from the word go from the season. We just don't have the talent to compete for the Super Bowl. And if the Super Bowl is our real goal, we got to think about how we're going to get there. We're descending. We're not ascending. And the only way to get the money to start ascending is to get rid of Rodgers.
What? Good. But Charlie, hold up. Do what?
He ain't stuttering.
He's good, but he's not worth $30 million a year.
So what you want to do?
I mean, we got to either repackage his salary so there's more money to get talent, or you got to find a new quarterback.
Mm.
He's just too expensive for what he's producing, and we don't have the talent around him to make him successful.
Mm. So, thanks for the phone call. So, you know what this is, right? This is Garoppolo. Joking through what?
Eight times.
Passes. And folks think they can win like this. Here's the thing. I've been on this show for 15 years. Here at this station, 15 years. And so Super Bowl's been going for 15 years, right?
Super Bowl.
And all these so-called I'm talking to Steve now. All these so-called dynasties, right? The next teams, right? Last year it was who? Rams,
yep.
That was the next one. We saw it. Now they disappeared. We don't know if they're going to come back. But we know it feels like everybody gets one shot.
Yep.
Unless you're the Patriots. Cheat or no cheat, that's the way it's been going.
Seattle. Yeah.
Now, you remember Seattle? They was the one.
Two Super Bowls.
Two of them. Blew one. They blew one of them for sure.
Blew it.
It is all stuff is very fleeting. I mean, the problem with the Packers is they just can't never get back there. They've been consistent. They just can never get back there. Now let's just see what the 49ers do.
If you look at cap hit numbers, I brought them up for 2020 for quarterbacks.
Say? Yeah.
Cap hit, Jared Goff, $36 million. Mm. Ben Roethlisberger, $33.5 million.
Mm.
Kirk Cousins, $31 million. Russell Wilson, $31 million.
Mm.
Matthew Stafford, $26.7 million. Jimmy Garoppolo, $26.6 million. Matt Ryan, $24.1 million. Joe Flacco, $23.6 million. Nick Foles, $21.8 million. And there's Aaron Rodgers, 10th in the 2020 season with a cap hit of $21.6 million.
Well, he restructured his deal.
You're welcome.
A couple of weeks ago, he restructured his deal to drop down.
Correct.
So they can get some more money.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So he, I mean.
Doing what a lot of people said Tom Brady was just a genius for being able
for years.
Manipulate the system.
For years.
If I'm Tom Brady, at my age, if you want me back, you got to make me the highest paid for the next 2 years, and let's go for it again. Because he's never been number one. He's always take a little bit less or whatever.
Yeah, and he's going to go and get one more payday before he lets the sunshine. Yeah,
he's earned the right to be the highest paid.
But it ain't about that. He ain't about that though, Roy.
No, he's not.
No, he is.
He
this
got
year.
Plenty of money. But he should be for a short term deal. But my thing is everybody that Steve listed, those are quarterbacks. Nothing wrong with you holding them accountable and want them to play to their high level. Nothing wrong with that. Aaron Jones ain't on that list.
There's some bad contracts in front of him.
There's a ton of bad contracts. All of them probably bad, but I want them to get it because they deserve it. Because they're the one position that can't see from that. You need somebody always to protect you. You can't protect yourself sometimes. So if that's the case, this has been going on forever. The quarterback gets paid more. But Mason Crosby, you would never be a free agent if I was running an organization. I'd have you already signed.
Well, that was nice of you. Because he probably shouldn't.
You'd be a 3-year deal, man. You could stay as long as you like Bryant. Matt Bryant from
Atlanta. Yep.
Just hang around and kick field goal. We'll have somebody kick off for you.
Let's go.
Because that kicking has been bad this year.
Let's have some fun. Let's go to Mike on the south side. Mike, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Mike. Mike, we got you, my brother.
What's up, Mike?
We'll give him a 6 or 7 second hold. Because
you're trying to be good. You're doing your job.
Come on. Mike is on the south side. He's up on the fan. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I got my voice back.
Okay.
First of all, I want to thank the Packers for taking me on an unexpected roller coaster ride. New coach, new system. No one expected this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you said you thought they were going where they are now, you're wrong.
Right.
Now, I want to get to the 49ers. I think they will win the Super Bowl because the Chiefs start out like the Packers. So, congrats there. Now, this scenario, I'm going to go to a scenario here. And I'm not going to throw cold water on players like some of these callers. These guys played their butts off. Now, they got Brett Favre. They're going up against the Cowboys. They got Reggie White. They couldn't beat him. Leroy will attest to this. I watched, 3 years? Of the, are you there?
Yeah,
we just listen to you.
The Cowboys knocking them out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got a couple of jokers named Brian Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Flanagan, maybe? And Jovo Brown digging the grave. Emmitt Smith running all over the Packers. Mm-hmm. Well, they made the adjustment, and they won a Super Bowl.
Right.
I have total confidence in Goody and this new coach. And Aaron Rodgers, I mean, that guy's a gamer.
Right.
He's not going to let Danica say, well, I want an Indy race, and he won a Super Bowl. He wants another Super Bowl.
Okay.
And next season, they will make the adjustments. It's not, and all this guaranteed about next year.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs were the only ones back this year. So if it don't happen next year, you keep going for the gold, the Vince Lombardi Trophy.
Okay.
Thanks for taking the call, guys.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Mike.
Your, what we call Mike? We appreciate his what, Leroy? Loyalty.
That's a good
and
one.
And the Brownies.
To the Big Show and but the Brownies.
He's, don't leave him on hold, though, Daniel. He just.
No, I'll take the blame for that one. Don't worry, I'll do it. I'll fall on the sword. That one's on me. I'll go to Za'Darius Smith's island and take the blame for that one. Not throw my other teammates under the bus, especially the young guys. I'll take the blame for it. That's all good. It's the Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. We hear from Mike Clemens in 15 minutes on The Fan.
The Packers season has come to an end, and we're talking about it with you. It's a Robert Hack Diamonds Green and Gold Monday on The Fan. Robert Hack Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today or order through the Wendy's app and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
I'm Bob Zellman. After high school, I worked good-paying factory jobs, but I was always laid off. A local construction worker gave me a tip about the laborers, Local 113, and I started working the next day. I was a certified forklift driver, pipe layer, and welder for 26 years. I made good money for my family, have an excellent pension and health plan, made friends, and retired. I'm still treated like family, and I'm involved speaking at high schools.
Check out the Laborers Local 113, LIUNA113.org.
You think you've seen something? You haven't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. Come on, all the smoke, baby.
All
give it to
the
us.
Smoke.
Matt Barnes, Stephen Jackson.
Talking about sports, life, culture.
I can't believe you two guys are doing media.
Yeah, I just want to get into good conversation. Kobe Bryant.
You're doing great.
Dwayne Wade.
Stephen A.
We got to talk. What's going on?
Steph Curry.
Over here, laugh, crying. Hell nah.
It's good vibes only. You can find us here, over there, everywhere.
Radio.com and all major podcast platforms.
Peace.
Well, the Packers just ran out of magic in San Francisco, and now we have the offseason to regroup and fill in some of the holes and get better. We're covering it like a blanket. Weekdays 10 to 2 right here on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, a radio.com station.
Big Show served up hot and fresh here on the Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer, Baby Tausch, Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, of course, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. Yeah. Taking your calls here on the Fan as everybody.
Classroom. You don't need to say present.
Everybody gets a chance to vent here on the Wendy's Big Show today. 414-799-1250. Gary, we were talking earlier about this defense and what they can do personnel wise to try and fix this defense to stop the 49ers.
Yeah.
I heard you and Bill Michaels last night talking on the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show about quarterbacks in the first round.
Right.
And if somebody were to fall to the Packers at the end of the first round, has your opinion changed necessarily about what this team is looking to do in the draft based on how badly they got whooped by the Niners yesterday?
Yeah, no, I still think they need a receiver. I think they need a receiver, their first pick. And then they need a veteran receiver in free agency. That's what I think they need, like, right now.
Because getting open in the league has become, I mean, it's noticeable in the last few years that you need to have some experience getting open at this league to be able to do it time in and time out.
Yeah.
I think, to me, I'm just giving our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Miami, see if you can get Devontae Parker. If they say no, fine. Move on. then just try to, because the draft and development thing, they've tried that with receivers and the undrafted free agent. It just hasn't happened. They drafted three guys. Jamal Moore.
You played with two drafted receivers yesterday.
It just, I mean, come on. I mean, not to say, now I will say this. Not to say drafting a guy makes him great, because it's so many busts out there that people just get. It just seemed like that Kansas City just went and got every rookie that was running under a 4.4 and just brought him in for whatever reason. And you seem like San Francisco just brought in a guy. If he's, I mean, Mostert, that kid running like a 4.3 something, man. I mean, how can he not get drafted? And how come six teams let him go? It wasn't a good fit. And that happens. Another man's trash is another man's treasure. You put guys in a position to do that. The Packers noticeably, hard word, need speed. They just need that. They need it on offense, which they don't have, and they need it on defense. But, you know, Savage, you know, you could be fast, but once you get there, what's the result?
And how can you clean up? And how can you can you be able to take advantage?
Sure.
That's scheme. And I don't know if Pettis will be back.
For you, where does the need go in terms of the draft? As obviously quarterback would probably not be where you would look immediately.
No, I'm not looking at quarterback. I'm not looking at wide receiver. I'm not looking at tight end. I'm looking at the lines, man. I want me some big fat guys. That's what I want.
That's what I've always wanted.
That's what I want. Give me another big fat guy to put next to Kenny Clark to replace Lancaster. Give me that. Give me some... a couple of athletic linebackers to play inside, maybe three of them. Draft three inside linebackers in this draft. Give me a couple of defensive linemen, and I'm going to stay on that side of the football. And if they need a receiver, fine, go sign one. Tight end play, we'll just come back with what they've got, right? Come back with Jimmy Graham again, Tanya and Sternberger. Bring those guys back, do it all over again at the tight end position and see what happens.
414-799-1250. Let's go to Trell on the north side. He's up on the fan. Hey, T.
Hey, man, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Can't believe Sparky just said what he just said, man.
What did he say?
You'd rather keep adding to the defense, and we've been having, like, a number of defensive drafts in a row, to the point that our offense been hampered badly. Definitely got to do that. I think this defense is good enough, even though they just gave up a lopsided almost 300 yards and all that. I hear that. Kansas City defense ain't that good. But you know what? I bet you ain't going to be able to run with them to be able to outscore them.
Well, they've given up 100 yards in the last, 10, 11 games or something like that?
We've tried that already, though.
Because the point I'm trying to make, though, is because they're giving up on yards. But a team has to play different, knowing that their other team's offense is lethal. Right now, the Packers are nowhere near lethal. So they need to add weapons and weapons fast to that offense. Sure. If you're going to get any little semblance that Aaron Rodgers might have in the tank. Because I'm telling you guys right now, I'm to the point with Aaron Rodgers that it's time for me to question, can he get it done in a big game? And I'm sorry. I just love that. I can't keep going back 10 years ago and living off of that. At some point, we done been to three NFC championship games. I understand he was hurt in the Seattle game. People can give him that excuse. I get that. Even though he played well against the Cowboys the week before.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I gotta bring that, because out of four NFC championship games, the one he won, he still didn't have a good game. He's been terrible in NFC championship games. So I know he's going to keep losing going forward. It's not like he's going to gain. He's going to keep losing and being more limited as we go along. So it's up to Gutekunst, because I'm tired. I don't see San Francisco rebuild right in front of our eyes, and now they're back in the Super Bowl. I remember when they came to Green Bay with Kaepernick and beat us.
But Trell, they did that. Trell, they did that with 3 years where they were drafting in the top 10.
Okay, I understand that, though. So are we going to keep making excuses for the Packers because they draft at the end of the round?
No, that's just the point.
If you're not winning,
how can you compare two teams that are drafting that differently, those staunch differences of where you're at?
Because what type of success have we gotten? They're garnered another run in the Super Bowl, and now they're probably going to be a team to be reckoned with for the next, you know, two, three years or whatever.
They've been in the Super Bowl more.
Exactly. Green Bay, so what are we going to do? Keep on, you know, almost getting it done, dropping at the end of the round, and then keep making excuses and say, well, we'll get them next year, champ? At some point, you got to put your chips in the middle of the table. At some point, you do.
And you're saying go for it? Is that what you're saying?
You'll have to at some point. You can't keep saying the next year, the next draft and develop guy. At some point, you got to go out there and make a trade. I want OBJ. I don't care what nobody say. The man ain't broke no laws. He drank a little bit too much liquor and act crazy, but he still ain't broke no laws. I take OBJ on this team and then go give me a first-round receiver, the best one you can get, or a tight end if it's a more talented tight end. Give me that. Put that with that offense, and then let's build this team going forward.
Appreciate it, Trell. There's so many playmakers in this draft that it almost feels like they have to take somebody at one. It feels like they have to take one of these top-end receivers. If it comes up there, if it's either Jefferson from LSU, it's Ruggs because Judy's probably going to go in the top five. CeeDee Lamb will probably go in the top 15. Yep. I mean, you just name down the list of all the guys that are going to go in the first round. It's an incredibly talented draft offensively, but you're also probably, and this is going to be unpopular as well, you probably need another running back if you're looking at what you were able to see a team do yesterday to you.
I think there is, again, the draft's in April. We're sitting here in January. We haven't got to the combine in February yet or free agency in March. Mm-hmm. But having said all that, right now, if I had a bet, and I don't, if I had a bet, I bet they trade out of the first round, go back to second, get more picks. Because he needs more than one player.
Well, they need more than one player.
He needs more than one player. And if what Billy is saying is true, and I agree with him as far as wide receivers, they could very well move back to second round, still get a good wide receiver in the second round. That's what they want to do and add another player.
And still probably get one of those guys that you thought was going to go end up in the first round. Jeff's out in Waukesha before we hear from Mike Clemens. Jeff, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. I got a quick question. A couple points there, though. First, I can't agree more with Billy and what you said about the numbers and the points that we've given up in NFC Championship games or playoff games that Rodgers has lost. A lot of points given up there from the defense. But do I expect Aaron Rodgers to put up 40 points? No, I don't, and we shouldn't have to win ball games. And they say defense wins championships. But some of the blame, honestly, has to go on Aaron. I understand the lack of experience and talent we had on offense as far as wide receivers go. But, you know, 1 week, this is where my question's going. I got Gary. Hey, you jokers don't want to hear this, but Aaron Rodgers, XYZ, nobody wants to hear any bad talk about Aaron Rodgers. And all this week, you're totally defending the guy. I'm not saying you got to be on one side of the fence or the other, but I guess I'm kind of confused because
defending him like how?
I'm sorry, say again?
Defending Aaron Rodgers like how?
Well, it sounds like today you don't want to put any of the blame on him. And like, you're laughing at some of these guys. And Leroy, it sounds like he's the only one that's kind of like, come on, guys. You know, got to put some blame on Aaron here.
Okay.
Am I wrong? You can tell me if I'm wrong.
Here's the bottom line. If in Kansas City, if Mahomes don't score 45 points, it's going to be on Mahomes. Right?
Okay.
Right, if Garoppolo don't score 45 points, it probably won't be on Garoppolo because we're used to Mahomes doing that, right? I mean, they've been down the last couple games, but it's been about Mahomes. And if you look at the Green Bay Packers teams, it's about Aaron Rodgers. We all know that. And sometimes I say some stuff being facetious, and you probably don't know that I am. But we all know the straw that stirs the drink for the Green Bay Packers. It's Aaron Rodgers. I think we all know that.
I'm not hating on him. I'm not hating on him whatsoever. Like I think he had a bad game, but you know what? He's human, man. And, you know, it sucks. But, I mean, I think some of the blame does have to go on.
Well, we all are human. We all are human. You know? But when you're paying him, I don't know, $30 million, that's tough.
Those are
– I can't – go ahead.
No, appreciate it, Jeff. That's when you need your big time players to make the biggest plays of the year.
And it is what it is at this point, right? I think the problem with Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what we're looking at. Like, I don't know what I'm seeing. I don't know if he's deteriorating right in front of our face and we're seeing him go that way.
Well, you're gonna hear a lot of wash talk.
I don't know if it's this offense has him a little not off. Because it could be either one of those, or it could be both.
And it can still be, and I know that this sucks, but 13 years in the same offense, he still could be learning it.
Right. Sure. That's what I'm saying. You don't know. Yep. But that's why I said, though, too, it feels like to me, coming into this game, as if he throws for 400, that's a loss for them. It feels like that they would
lose.
That's
not how they can play.
No. If he throws for 400 yards, it feels like they would lose to me. So right now, this offense, to me, if you want to know the real truth, is about 33. That's where it's at. And
And that's the toughest part about it, because they ran the ball well yesterday.
Yeah.
They just couldn't run it enough.
No.
And I saw you going at it with a couple of guys on Twitter where it was, well, how did you get away from the game plan right away?
We had to.
You were down 17-0.
When they got down, was it 10-0?
10-0. It was
done.
We got to throw it. We got to go. And
folks don't understand that. Yeah, the game plan was done at 10-0.
You'd love to say that you can go back and get back into your stuff, but you got to get on the board at one point.
Well, because they were bleeding the clock.
And they still were able to when they
did it.
Yeah, but
that's the crazy part. You looked at the first half numbers, Gary. You said they were bleeding the clock. Time of possession was a minute difference. That's all it was. It was a minute difference in time of possession in the first half.
They were bleeding you.
Well, right, but it felt right. But it felt like
the clock.
Because when a team runs a football, it feels like they're bleeding
for
the
sure.
clock.
Yes.
And you feel like you're just being
especially if
beat
you're a
up.
Defensive lineman.
Yeah.
I'm really sure it feels like that.
I mean, the numbers probably didn't bear that out, but just when a joke will run on it, you just feel like it just takes longer. And then now your sense of urgency is a lot ramped up than what it should be, and now you're trying to get back into the game.
Well, and it also is the same thing when you're looking up and every single run feels like it could go to the house. Because every one of those felt like it was going to the house. I mean, mm-hmm.
every time
Raheem Mostert got outside, every single time he touched it out of the 29 times, it felt like he was going to the crib. We're going to talk to Mike Clemens coming up next year. He was in San Francisco. He is going to travel back with our friend Joe Zenzola coming up here soon. And hopefully that all goes safely and soundly. And we'll hear from our friend Mike Clemens coming up next year. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan. Bucks in action right now after the game. Stay tuned to The Fan for the Pick and Save Probes post-game show. I'll take your calls and reactions after the Bucks beat the Bulls again here tonight on MLK Day. But next, it's Mike Clemens with more Packer conversation on The Fan.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage, 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the boff.
Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Appreciate you hanging out. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson, former Badger Packer running back. Leroy Butler's here. So is Dan Plucker, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. And now, our friend Mike Clemens is here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Gaming, dining, hotel, spas.
No more coffee for you.
And roulette at Pottawatomie. Visit paysbig.com.
Hold on, Mikey. Mike playing roulette?
No, I was with Mike Clemens' numbers. Mike!
Bet on 36, cuz.
Appreciate the time, buddy.
What's up?
What's up, Mike? What's up?
I'll give you one guess where I'm at.
In-N-Out Burger.
The combine.
Huh?
In-N-Out Burger.
You are correct.
So Joe's ordering everything or what?
No, he pulled the car over and said, it's kind of getting the shakes.
Who's getting shakes?
Radio Joe.
Oh, my God.
If he's within 15 miles of one, he turns the car around.
Oh, my God.
That's an addiction.
Oh, my God.
That's what that
is. He's in there with a tray, probably eating, two or three of them or something like that, and I'm just sitting out in the car.
Tell him to go to Wendy's where he knows it's fresh.
Isn't it in an outbreak? Isn't that Hardee's? Isn't it? Or no? I don't know. I think there's...
It's about the same thing.
Right.
I mean, it's good, but, we're in Santa Clara, man. There's seafood, and there's...
Oh, yes.
It's
good
not
stuff.
Fresh, man. Go to Wendy's where it's fresh in and out.
Even Wendy's and stuff like that. Man. They probably got great produce from around the area.
Produce.
Now he's back there throwing back a burger and fries.
Oh, my God. Get
so, Mike, it was a wild one yesterday, though, but, I mean, you've been around this game. Have you ever seen this team just get dominated at the point of attack like that?
No, and the thing I've been thinking about, so how do you beat the 49ers without just having to match it player for player roster-wise? Because they just executed so well. And I'm going through some of the quotes from some of the players. You know, the first touchdown, I think it was 31 yards out to Mostert, that was a 3rd and 8. I mean, that's how confident they were of running the football with that outside zone scheme against the Green Bay Packers. And I don't know if it's necessarily because of Mike Patton's defensive. I mean, what do you guys think? Is there some way you could scheme up to beat the 49ers and still have a, you know, an average team? It's a good average team.
It sure felt like you just needed to set the edge at least one point in time at all in that game. And there was just no, there was no ability to flow to the football speed-wise that was able to keep up with the 4-3 speed that 31 was putting out. Yeah. And Kittle, so, Mike, it felt like Kittle completely neutralized either Preston or Za'Darius Smith, whichever side he went on. They ran the ball there and said, here, 85 is going to block you up.
It's like 20 to nothing. And, you know, getting not even through the second quarter. So I stop and I go back and I start counting plays from the 49ers offense. 18 running plays, 3 passes. Mm. I mean, just a crazy ratio. Just run and run and run and run and at will and convert, you know, on third down or keep the chains moving, get touchdowns and all. So
it went like an hour and a half of real time, Mike, in between his actual pass attempts, and they were just setting it up and just giving it out. It was the modern day Packers sweep. You just knew where they were going to go, and they just pitch it out, and here, we got our guy that's faster than you, and we're going to block the corner and go.
Yeah, Garoppolo shrugged his shoulders and said, you know, if that's all they need, you know, why not? You just keep calling it. No problem there. So, but, you know, again, we talked about this last spring, too. I mean, Shanahan came up with an offense from his dad and whatnot to say you're not going to always have an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady or maybe even a Matt Ryan as a quarterback. If you got an average quarterback, how can you help him out? And, you know, if Matt Nagy, God forbid, ever really got this thing down, you know, that'd be the next place where you could employ it.
Mike, come on now. Let's keep it 100. Do they even – the exit interviews, when you get back, I really want you to find – do they even interview Pettit for next year? Or here's the opposite. We've had some discussion in the Wendy's Big Show studio. I just created that. Do you get a 4-3 team, or do you get another coordinator? Now's the time to do it. Because you said you'd keep him in the interview, and that probably got you the job. I want to keep Pettit in place. But at this point, he can make a big decision here with your defense. Because if you bring Pettit back, people are going to say it's going to be more of the same. And I think that's the reason why Don Capers started to fail down the stretch, because just the fan base, they had no confidence in him.
Well, you got plenty of defensive backs, but I don't know if you got enough. I mean, you know, you're going to sign Kenny Clark, and then you'd probably have to go heavy in the draft and try and get some more street guys to beef up the front like that. I mean, that's just what my thought is.
Mike, and then you were there last night, so you were able to feel the reaction and the emotion that we all got to hear from Blake Martinez. That sure felt like a guy that was definitely not coming back.
Yeah. You know, Blake was at his locker. And, you know, we're just kind of asking for his take on the game, his take on the season. And, I mean, it just all kind of hit him in a rush that he knows he's a free agent. Apparently his agent hasn't heard anything. And he's had a sense maybe he had just played after 4 years in Green Bay, his last game as a Green Bay Packer.
Kenny Clark said the same thing, though. Didn't he say the same thing?
It sure felt like it, because Kenny Clark earlier today then said that, I mean, I'm not going to try to hold out, but no one's broke the ice.
Yeah, I don't know if that's customary. If a guy's not getting an extension, you're gonna know that in November, okay? If you get it or not. At this point, you're a free agent.
Well, how much communication is there during the course of a season between a general manager and an agent who's either going into free agency or a guy that looks to be extended in the offseason, like Kenny Clark? Is there a lot of normal discussion, Leroy, between player, agent, and GM throughout the course of the year?
They call Aaron Rodgers to get the $14.2 million.
So if you're Blake Martinez,
use that money to an extension.
So if you're Blake Martinez then and your agent hasn't heard, then you're thinking, I'm done.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
If you're Kenny Clark and you haven't heard anything,
it's a wrap.
Him too.
You have to think that. Because
remember, they made Nick Collins wait forever and a day, Gary. Remember that?
Well, that's not a new,
and I was freaking out.
That's a different regime.
Yeah, they brought him in
to create the space if you're not going to use it on your guys.
Unless they're going to use it on other guys. Go back into free agency, Clements. You think that's a chance of happening again? I mean, they got four name players, I guess you could say, in Turner, Amos, and the Smith brothers. Do you think they go dipping into free agency like that again?
I would hope that they could also attract some attractive free agents.
Oh, that's
well.
A good point, Mike. That's a great point.
You know, they got the momentum. Everybody, all positive stuff about LaFleur and Rodgers, you know, and Rodgers talking last night about, do we have that, a couple of those clips from Rodgers talking about, you know, the fact that he's been to four of these things and only won one when it comes to NFC championships?
Yeah, and talking about just how long it's been and how different it is now.
Right now, for sure. Yeah. But it definitely hurts, I'd say, a little more than early in their career, just because you realize just how difficult it is to get to this spot. And with all the changes this offseason and with all the installation of a new system and a new program, to get to this point, you felt like it was something special because it, you know, just didn't really make sense. You know, we weren't picked by most people to win our division. And we found a way to not only do that, but win a home playoff game and get to this spot. Just kind of felt like it was meant to be almost. So that is a little disappointing, a little more disappointing. Then you realize, you know, I don't have the same number of years ahead of me as I do behind me. So it's slightly more disappointing.
And Mike just wanted to continue to push that if he thinks – he believes that if they get one of these at home, that it's going to be a different outcome. We started out the show by really saying it didn't feel like that game – didn't matter where you were going to play it. 10 out of 10 times, maybe 9 of them, the Niners are going to line up and do pretty much exactly what they were able to do yesterday.
No, and what he's also saying is that the way they found the way to win games and go on a 6-game winning streak after losing, giving up 37 points – the last time to the 49ers out here, that's when he thought, hey, maybe this is all coming together. Maybe this is all for a reason. Maybe this is the special season. Then, bam, last night, you know, the Cinderella story's over, and suddenly your nice carriage and white horses turn into a pumpkin and rats again. So Aaron was asked about this. So what made the difference this year under Matt LaFleur after the last 2 or 3 years when you missed the playoffs?
Yeah, I think we got a ways to go, obviously. I mean, they got after us, like you said, 2 games. And they're right now, I mean, they're the gold standard.
Sorry, Mike.
No,
sorry,
they are.
This is where Aaron was talking about the team future.
It's a lot different feel. I just remember in those moments, the emotion compared to this, you know, I feel really confident in Brian and the job that he's done and his staff, you know. They did go all in, you know, as much as they could this year, and the pieces that they brought in. And I'm confident that he's going to continue to add to this squad. To that part, it is very exciting. It is a lot different feel than 3 years ago.
Because they've had some different feelings having that locker room and that season end as abruptly as it did here.
Okay, another thing that Aaron talked about, though, was leadership.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about Gutekunst's leadership and his new staff. Don't underestimate the changes that have made in the pro personnel staff and the college recruiting staff, and then LaFleur and his coaching staff as well. Now, Mercedes Lewis, the big tight end, had the nice catch, but unfortunately they sacked it right away. The 49ers figured it out. He was in the locker room this afternoon and cleaning out, says, announced he would love to be back with the Packers. Not sure if that's what's in their plans as they continue to develop Jace Sternberger and Robert Tonyan. Do we have that clip where Mercedes Lewis talking about what he liked about Matt LaFleur or about what he thought about Aaron Rodgers as a teammate?
And his ability to possibly be able to come back next year.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mercedes talked about that today.
To mid-30s towards half the season. So, I mean, it was really dope. I mean, I love to come back. When I wake up in the morning, I still love it. And I feel like I really think that, like, physically would leave before mentally, right, as far as me wanting to come back and play. And physically I was in, you know, the best shape I've ever been in my life, knowing that I'm older in the tooth. And it has to be that way. And there was not one game where I went into it feeling like I was at a disadvantage. So
that's pretty impressive for that age and that long in the tooth, as he said, and that ability that he had to bring some leadership to a team that seemingly Mike really needed it, and Aaron Rodgers very happy to have some vets like that. But we'll see if he has some more veteran pass catchers coming in next year to help him smooth the path and be able to finish the job. Mike, appreciate it, man. Safe travels home, and don't smell too much of that you know, In-N-Out Burger on the way home.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
Take it easy, Mike. Appreciate it.
Get you some prune juice, cuz.
That's Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold football reporter here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. Simply local lending since 1935. Take a quick time out. It's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.